This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, in a sane nation, in a nation of people that still can think coherently and have common sense, people like Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, and Brian Williams would be 100% discredited. Literally, complete blatant liars, known liars, proven liars, should be completely discredited. Yet somehow Al Gore can still profit off of a new film, even though his last documentary was 100% wrong. Hillary Clinton can still somehow run for office, even though she lied about being under sniper fire. That's just one thing. And Brian Williams can still get a job anchoring news at MSNBC, even though he lied about his experience with a military experience. So these people should be completely discredited, yet somehow people take their word as gold. It's really sickening to me. And there's really only three type of people as we talk about climate change, David. There's people that know global warming is a hoax and want to let other people know. There's people that know global warming is a hoax and then want to become rich off of it. And then there's the third person who believes in the global warming myth and is completely duped by it. Those are the only three type of people that exist in this climate change madness. But I was going through some news today, David, and I saw this story. I'm sure that you can probably even remember when they were doing this. I was still young at the time. But in 1992, all kinds of publications, the Beacon Journal, the Detroit Free Press, all of these publications were coming out because NASA just predicted that an ozone hole over North America is far worse than we think. And they were saying that the hole in the ozone was going to kill us all. In 1992, we have to do something about the ozone. It's life or death. We're all going to die.
And it was the first time they looked at the ozone. They said, hey, there's a hole in it. Well, there might have been a hole in it before. They didn't know. But I remember
there's a hole in their head.
I remember the first Earth Day. And I remember that the concern at that point in time was that we were entering a new ice age.
Yeah.
The reality is that the sun dominates our climate. Duh. Okay, do you really think that, does it take, it takes a lot of fake news, a lot of fake science, it takes a lot of collusion between politicians and the media to try to convince you of the absurdity that we have a greater impact on the overall climate than the sun does. That's just obvious. That should be intuitively obvious. But if it's not intuitively obvious, you can take a look at where, what they have done to manipulate the data. They had ClimateGate, they had that back in a couple of times, they had exposures of that. That first one was 1,000 emails that eventually were exposed. Guess where? On a Russian server. Isn't that interesting? And then a couple of years later, they had another 5,000 emails exposed. What were they saying at the time? They're saying the data does not match our models. The temperature is way below what our models are saying. We have to adjust the data so that we get our predictions to come out the way that we want them to. And they're still doing that. We've had another study that goes back and shows the adjusted data accounts for all of the hyped temperatures. This is the reality that we see happening over and over again. This is the article from New American. This is the report that we reported on last week.
Very, very reporting on this for years. This
is, yeah, exactly. And again, it goes back to ClimateGate, which is a very old report that came out in the mid-2000s.
Well, and how many different scientific groups, I mean, MIT, I mean, you got all these scientific groups. How many scientific groups have to come out, disprove the theory of global warming, disprove the theory of sea levels rising, disprove the theory of extreme weather increasing? All of it's down. It's the exact opposite. And the people providing you those facts, which is fake news, again, are Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, and Brian Williams. Completely proven liars. Why would you take anything they say seriously? But, you know, here's the craziest thing to me, too, David. It always seems to get lost in translation when we have these debates, and I always like to bring it back up. We talk about climate change. We talk about the environment getting extreme, less extreme, whatever. Why do we always ignore geoengineering? This is no longer a conspiracy theory. This is published in mainline science books. This is talked about in Russia and China. They're openly doing it. They're openly saying how they spray chemicals in the air to manipulate weather. They're now doing that on the East Coast in the United States. If we're going to talk climate change, if we're going to talk global warming or global cooling or the ozone, why don't we talk about the chemicals the government is knowingly spraying in the environment? We get nothing on that. Roger Stone next.
Yeah, they don't just manipulate the day. They manipulate the climate.
Literally, and then ignore it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome. I'm Roger Stone, and you're at InfoWars, the right place to get the bare-fisted truth. This week, I had occasion to travel to Las Vegas, Nevada, to speak at a very important rally called STAND, which meant we stood for justice for the Bundy family. Now, because of an absence of mainstream media coverage, many Americans don't know the story of Cliven Bundy and his family. But they are ranchers, among the last ranchers on federal land, or land held by the federal government, in Clark County, Nevada. And when Rancher Bundy became behind in his payments to the government, well, rather than being contacted by a government lawyer, the government launched a Waco-style assault on his ranch in Nevada. This, in turn, inflamed the feelings of patriots from surrounding states, including Nevada, who know that, all the way back to the Federalist Papers, the states were to regulate the use of the land, and that 80% of the land in Nevada now belongs to the federal government. And is managed by the Bureau of Land Management. In any event, the reaction and the many citizens who went to the standoff in Bunkerville, where federal snipers and troops aided by the FBI had the Bundy family men, women, and children under siege, they were subsequently arrested, protesters these are, for their presence to support the Bundys. Many of them were brandishing arms, as was their legal right. These were licensed firearms. And the only known gunplay seems to have come from the federal government. In any event, what has happened now is what brought my attention to this case. It is the conduct of the government after the siege of Bunkerville. First of all, the Clark County Sheriff assured the Bundy family that the feds were standing down and the matter would be adjudicated in a peaceful manner. That was minutes before the Waco-style assault on the Bundy ranch and before snipers had the Bundy children in their scope sight. In fact, however, the government now has held at least 18 men, 17 supporters of the Bundys, and one journalist, Pete Pistilli, without trial release or pre-trial release, shackled together. And in court, Judge Gloria Navarro, a protege and appointee and handpicked federal judge of the notoriously corrupt Harry Reid, has systematically denied not only the Bundys, but their supporters due process. There are people under indictment for murder in this jurisdiction who have obtained pretrial release. Now, 18 months later, these men are still incarcerated in an effort to squeeze them. They are shackled together. They are not allowed to have their to speak among themselves, even conversation and communication among their lawyers is limited. The judge has ruled out a First Amendment defense. The judge has ruled out a Second Amendment defense. The judge has ruled out a Fourth Amendment offense. Cliven Bundy himself is not allowed to choose his own attorney, nor are the defendants allowed to question any action whatsoever by the Bureau of Land Management or the FBI, either before, during, or after the siege. This is a kangaroo court. This is a fraud upon the American people. This is not what we had in mind. Now, when I was in Nevada, I met many fine people with many strong opinions about this case. One night at dinner, one patriot said, you know, the way to solve this is to get 300 carefully selected and heavily armed men, lay siege to the courthouse, kill the judge, kill the prosecutors, and save the Bundys. Believe me, that is exactly the wrong thing to do. I denounce a violence or more gunplay or more bloodshed to solve this problem. That is not the answer, in my view. There is an answer, and I'd like to show you what I said at Saturday's rally, if we could run that. I have known Donald Trump, the President of the United States, for 40 years. He is a just man. He is a decent man. He is an honest man. He is a compassionate man. He is a believer in the U.S. Constitution. He answers only to the American people, not to the two-party duopoly that has run this country into the ground. And therefore, I appeal to the President, review this case in the name of justice, in the name of mercy, in the name of fairness.
pardon every member of the Bundy family and their supporters, and do it now. We will be posting a petition at Infowars.com and at Stone Cold Truth.
I go on to say that we're going to be posting a petition at Infowars.com, which will be coming up imminently, addressed to the president, respectfully asking him to review this case and to issue a pardon for the Bundys and their supporters, and particularly for a journalist, Pete Pistilli, who is only in jail today because he was asking questions that embarrass the government. He's accused of brandishing a gun. No, my friends, he was brandishing a microphone. When the government starts locking up journalists because they ask inconvenient questions, we have reached a slippery slope. Now is as good a time as any to remind you that what we do here at Infowars.com doesn't come free. We are fighting every day for our own survival as the Soros-funded tech left, whether it is Amazon or Yahoo or Twitter or Facebook, seek to limit our ability to reach you. They play all kinds of games. Dr. Jerry Corsi here at InfoWars has written some terrific articles about their attempt to end the communications revolution that allowed us to band together with Alex Jones and elect Donald Trump. And therefore, we need your support by going to the Infowars.com store. And you've got some summer mega specials here that really should not be missed. Caveman, which is a fundamental building block nutrition program that allows you to harness the power of super nutrients that have been used by strong people since the beginning of time. A number of my friends who are into bodybuilding are supplementing their program with this and are very pleased with it. Survival Shield, which I believe had a role in saving my life after I was poisoned back around Christmas. That is 30% off. This is the good iodine. This is the kind of iodine that is virtually impossible to find on the health food market. So this is a big favorite around the Stone household. Secret 12. This stuff recharges your energy, helps you fight fatigue, at least in my experience. If you hit some Secret 12 and a couple of Brain Force tabs, you're good to do a couple hours on InfoWars and then draft a piece for the website. Secret 12, back in stock. I was upset about this. I tried it. I liked it. I ordered it. It was out. But, folks, it's back. Get it now. This stuff sells out very, very quickly. But that is a 25% off. DNA Force, 20% off. Back in stock. Living Defense, absolutely necessary given the poisons in our food and our water and the air we breathe. Now 20% off. Z-Shield, 30% off. And then, of course, there's the InfoWar Select Storable Food, which is off as much as 30, 40% discounted. Now, folks, you get free shipping as part of these summer sales. And I cannot remind you enough that this is a win-win situation. You're not only buying the very finest all-natural products for you yourself and your family, but you're also aiding the fight for freedom. You are helping give us voice here at InfoWars. You are helping beat back the David Brocks and the James Carvilles and the George Soroses who would strangle our First Amendment rights. We cannot do it without your support. When we say you are the tip of the spear, that's what we mean. This is a people's revolution. And without your support for InfoWars, we can no longer carry the torch for freedom. So please, friends, look at these terrific specials. Now's the time to stock up. You'll be glad you did.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're at InfoWars, which is the best place to get the real news. This past Friday, Michael Caputo, a friend of mine for much of my adult life, testified before the House Intelligence Committee in their inquiry into Russian collusion into the campaign of Donald Trump, allegedly for the purposes of electing him over Hillary Clinton. I believe the House Intelligence Committee, and particularly Congresswoman Jackie Speier of Connecticut, of California, owe Michael Caputo an apology. You see, Michael Caputo had no contacts whatsoever with any Russians, no knowledge of any Russian collusion. His sin seems to be that in the 80s he lived in Russia, and that he has a wife who is Ukrainian. This may come as a terrible shock to Maxine Waters, but Russia and Ukraine are two different countries. At the time of his involvement in Russia, Mr. Caputo was actually working for the United States government through the USIA, but in fact involved in a government-sanctioned CIA program to tip the Russian presidential election to Boris Yeltsin. This was, of course, during the Clinton administration. The point, of course, is that we in the United States have clearly interfered in a Russian election. Mr. Caputo, a very able fellow who I first met when he was working for Congressman Jack Kemp, who ultimately he would ably serve as press secretary and communications director, had the high honor of once being a driver at the august firm of Black, Manafort, Stone, and Atwater. He is a proud veteran of the U.S. Army. He is a superb writer and editor, and a very talented fellow with a wealth of campaign experience. That's why he went to work for the Trump campaign in their New York office. He was hauled before this committee for no good reason whatsoever, not on the basis of some probable cause or some email that linked him in any way to Russian collusion. But that did not mean that Mr. Caputo did not need to hire a lawyer, did not need to travel to Washington, and most disgustingly, did have to put up with the threats at his home and place of business from left-wing nut jobs all over Western New York. Mr. Caputo's testimony took roughly 3.5 hours, of which I'm told more than 2 hours were about one Roger J. Stone, Jr. At the same time, the House Intelligence Committee canceled my scheduled testimony for July 24th. Just to remind you, I am anxious to testify. I have not asked for immunity. I have not asked for I don't require a subpoena. I will come voluntarily. But I have repeatedly asked that my testimony be in public, something the Democrats on the committee just will not agree to. This seems to me to be elementary fairness. I have been maligned by Mr. Schiff, Ms. Speier, Mr. Swalwell, and other members of the committee who have made patently false and defamatory, in a normal circumstance, comments about me in public, having no qualms about that, but want to give me my opportunity to answer in private. This is inherently unfair. Nonetheless, with the agreement that we would release a transcript, I am willing to testify and behind closed doors if that's what it takes to prove the point that there was no Russian collusion. When will I testify? Stand by.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President. I am indeed Roger Stone, and you're back on InfoWars. Before we go any further, I want to remind you that we here at InfoWars are seeking to expand. We want more people to hear the voice of freedom. I have just reached an agreement with Alex Jones, and soon you will be able to hear me here on InfoWars 5 days a week. And we are going to bring you the cutting-edge news out of Washington and the fight between the globalists and the patriots, which is only just beginning. But we cannot even anticipate these kinds of expansions, bureaus in other cities, additional journalists to help us uncover the corruption of the globalists and their ilk without help from you. That's why I once again urge you to hit the InfoWars.com store. Now, in my family, the T-shirts there are invariably a hit. If you don't have your Trump Pence 2020 T-shirt, you should grab it now because this is going to end up in the Smithsonian. I believe you can still get the Hillary for Prison 2017 T-shirt. at the Infowars.com store. These items are, I think, crucial parts of Americana. And if you can get these, you become a one-person First Amendment advocate. The iconic Bill Clinton rape T-shirt. Folks, when these sell out, there will be no more. This is the T-shirt that the Time magazine and others wrote about, which we use to break the mainstream media blackout on Bill Clinton's history as a rapist and a sexual assaulter of women. The mainstream media preferred to call it far more innocuous terms such as infidelities and indiscretions. So this is a T-shirt that played a role in history, thanks to Alex Jones and so many of you. Get these items now. You not only, when you're in public, will hook up with kindred spirits, other patriots who like your T-shirt and know you're on board the Trump train, or that you're a patriot. Get the Paul Joseph Watson T-shirt, and you'll find other Watson aficionados. But do it now. It helps the cause, and it helps us fight those who would strangle us here at InfoWars when it comes to information. The left is well aware of the fact that without a vibrant and robust alternative media, without InfoWars and Breitbart and Daily Caller and Town Hall and Gateway Pundit and so many others, the election of Donald Trump would have been unthinkable. Now they seek to use tricky algorithms and other computer tricks to limit our ability to reach you, to limit our retweets and our reposts. It takes money to fight this, folks. It takes a lot of effort here at InfoWars to keep the cutting-edge information coming to us, get us in to put it in digestible form and get it to you so you can remain on the cutting edge of the InfoWars. Please go to the store today and give us the support we need. Many times people ask me as I travel, what should President Trump do now? If you're familiar with Stone's rules, well, then you know one of the most important rules is you never win on defense, or the corollary, attack, attack, attack. The entire Russian collusion delusion has collapsed around the Democrats and the mainstream media's ears. They have nothing other than an innocuous meeting by Donald Trump Jr., who was contacted by someone he knew, a friend, who told me that who told him that a Russian lawyer had information detrimental to Hillary Clinton that could affect the campaign. In all honesty, Don Jr. would have been guilty of malpractice as a supporter of his father, not to glean whether there was accurate information and its source. We now know, of course, that that information was not forthcoming. And there are many suspicious things about this meeting, including the fact that James Comey's FBI let this shady woman lawyer into the country so that she could meet with Don Jr. Can you say set up? We also seem to learn every 15 minutes that this meeting had yet another participant. Where did they have this meeting? Yankee Stadium? The point, of course, is that Donald Trump Jr. did nothing improper, did nothing wrong, did nothing illegal, but this is what the mainstream media has. Where is the collusion? What came from this meeting that somehow affected the election? The answer is nothing. But instead of arguing about that, we should be arguing about the fact that the NSA, under former President Barack Obama, routinely violated the U.S. Constitution while scouring through overseas intercepts and then failing to fess up to the extent to which they abused this information. Don't take it from me. Take it from the U.S. FISA court. Tens of thousands of Americans were illegally surveilled in violation of the Constitution and the law. This is much, much bigger than Watergate. No, this is not a conspiracy theory. My source is the FISA court of the United States government. So the question is very, very clear. What did Susan Rice know? What did Ben Rhodes know? What did Admiral Rogers know? What did James Clapper know? What did former CIA director John Brennan know? It's time to find out. And the only way we can find out is by Attorney General Jeff Sessions convening a grand jury and beginning an earnest investigation into why Barack Obama and his administration violated the civil liberties and constitutional rights of scores of Americans. Again, far worse than anything ever alleged in Watergate. This story was broken by Circa News in an extraordinary article by Sarah Carter and John Solomon, who have broken a number of blockbuster stories about the excesses of the Obama administration. And I'm sure you remember reading this about this incredible breach of civil liberties, an extraordinarily illegal activity on the front page of the New York Times and the Washington Post. Oh, you didn't see it there. Well, that's because they didn't cover it. This is perhaps the largest breach American data of private citizens in history. Certainly the most serious legal abuse by the intelligence agencies, including the FBI, in recent American history. Yet what you've gotten is a media blackout. And of course there is the central question. What did the president know, and when did he know it? You see, no person is above the law. And it happened under Barack Obama's watch. Just as former President Richard Nixon was held responsible for the excesses and in some cases illegalities under his watch, so must President Obama be held responsible for the actions of his appointees, and what his criminal culpability is needs to be determined. Now, I'm hopeful that Chairman Nunes of the House Committee will examine this, which has nothing to do with Russia, and determine where the law has been broken. But one wonders why the U.S. Attorney General, Mr. Sessions, seems more obsessed with cracking down on the 29 states that have legalized marijuana than he is in putting Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, and Barack Obama in prison. Make no mistake about it, the plan of the left is clear. Robert Mueller, maneuvered into office by a deputy attorney general who is a neocon hitman for both the Clintons and the Bushes, Mr. Rosenstein, will now drag out a two-year investigation seeking some dirt on the president. Dirt that he has not found so far. Dirt that may have to be manufactured by Mr. Comey. Mr. Comey, Mr. Rosenstein, and Mr. Mueller are better known as the Three Amigos. All three of them have been hit people, hit men, for Bill and Hillary Clinton, as well as the Bush family. All three of them have colluded together to railroad Donald Trump and to, I would say, destabilize and delegitimize his presidency. The Democrats hope that they win the House in 18 with a hope that then anything that they offer as an assault on the president could be used as the grounds for impeachment. That is the left's game plan, folks. I just laid it out for you. And quite honestly, there are two ways to defeat it. First of all, we must decapitate the deep state enemy. You cannot win, as I said earlier, on defense. It is time for Donald Trump, our president, to lay out for the American people the extraordinary civil liberties abuses and the spying that was done on Americans in violation of the Constitution. And it is time for the Justice Department to seek justice and criminal convictions among those who were involved. Yes, that is up to and including President Barack Obama if the evidence goes there. No person is above the law. And then secondarily, we have to recognize that those weak sisters who are wringing their hands about the 2018 elections don't understand that it is far too early to see what the political situation will be in the fall of 2018. Our politics today moves faster than ever because of the internet-based 24-hour news cycle. And therefore, we don't know, for example, the state of the economy. If you go to thestonecoldtruth.com, I have a terrific story on the successes of Donald Trump, the successes that you aren't reading about in the mainstream media, the job numbers, the stock market, consumer confidence, indicators in another number of different industries show that the program of cutting regulations and simplifying doing business in America, and also just the perception that we have a pro-business president who knows what he's doing, well, despite continuous attacks, Donald Trump is getting the job done. And that economy will manifest itself in even greater strides in term for the 2018 election. And then we need outstanding candidates. Let me name one. That would be Omar Navarro, who's had the gumptions to take on Maxine Waters, one of the most corrupt, out-of-touch Trump haters in the U.S. Congress. Now, Omar lives in the district in which he'll be running. Unfortunately, Maxine Waters does not live in the district in which she was running. She, a millionaire, lives in a mansion nearby in Hancock. She has one of the poorest districts in the United States, but believe me, Maxine Waters and her husband live high on a number of scams. She has had numerous ethical problems, which are well documented. If someone would like to do a Google search, let me just say this. If she were a Hispanic male rather than an African-American woman, I think she'd be in prison right now. But she is one of a protected political class of elites. You notice when they began to ask Susan Rice about why she was being investigated over the illicit use of surveillance information, she said, "I'm being targeted because I'm a woman and a black." No, I oppose Maxine Waters because of her record, not her ethnicity. I oppose her not because of her gender, but because she is corrupt for the same reasons that I think Susan Rice should be prosecuted because she broke the law, not because who or what she is. In any event, Omar Navarro reminds me of a young Richard Nixon running for his first congressional term. He's tough, he's feisty, he's energetic, he's knowledgeable on the issues, and he's running a real grassroots campaign. This district, which was once solidly African American, now has a plurality of Hispanic voters. And there is, I think, a general disgust in the district with the fact that Maxine Waters is living high and she gives lip service to economic growth and opportunity, but nothing has improved for the people of her district. This will be one of the epic congressional races for you to watch, and I ask you to do so. Take a minute to go to Omar Navarro's website and make a contribution. You know, this is a grassroots campaign. We don't have billionaire super PACs supporting candidates like Omar. But do yourself a favor and watch this race. Watch it very carefully. It is young, liberty-minded conservatives like Omar Navarro that are the future of America. I'm Roger Stone. You're at InfoWars, and I'll be back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I'm Roger Stone, and indeed you're back here on InfoWars. I was with Alex Jones last week. And as we floated in the middle of Lake Travis, we began to talk about his plans for the expansion of the InfoWar imprint how we can reach millions of more liberty-minded patriots, the foot soldiers of the Trump revolution. And I can tell you, folks, he has very, very big plans, plans that I think will revolutionize alternative conservative communications for some time to come. Can't do these things, however, without your support. And that's why I want to take my last few minutes to urge you to get to the Infowars.com store. There is a great product there. It's called The Making of the President 2016 by a fellow named Roger Stone, which is the inside story of the Trump election. But beyond that, take advantage of these summer specials for incredible products like Secret 12, DNA Force, Z-Shield, deep, deep discounts. Now, at the end of the season, you not only help yourself, but believe me, you help fuel our fight with the David Brocks and the George Soroses and the other knuckleheads of the left who don't realize that they're on the wrong side of the tides of history and they are going to lose. I also want to tell you that I will be in Tucson, Arizona on Wednesday the 26th at the Quail Creek Country Club, 9:30 to 11:30. And then later in the day at the Mountain Oyster Club from 2 to 4. This is the John McCain Truth Cavalcade. Yes, this is the John McCain Truth Tour. I am going to be exposing John McCain's, not only his treacherous and, yes, treasonous activity when it comes to his betrayal of President Donald Trump, but I'm going to be exposing his own campaign's contacts with the Russians. In other words, John McCain is exactly guilty of the exact thing that Donald Trump has been accused falsely of by the Arizona Center. I want to focus on Senator McCain and his fitness to be the United States for Arizona. So come on out for the John McCain Truth Tour. Next week in Tucson, you can go to the Pima County Republican Party at PimaGOP.org to get tickets. Well, come on out and hear the stone-cold truth about John McCain. This is Roger Stone. It's been great to be with you at InfoWars. We need your support, folks, for the expansion we have in mind. It'll give you an even better opportunity to get the facts you need to beat the daylights out of the hard left and the globalists who would take away our freedom. So, victory or death. We also want to...
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
MyCoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount.